Derek Chauvin's defense team is trying to sow doubt about the cause of George Floyd's death. The black man died after he was under the former cop's knee for 9.5 minutes, pleading that he couldn't breathe. But Chauvin's defense says Floyd was also on drugs and had a heart condition that caused his death. Their expert witness, forensic pathologist, and Maryland's former chief medical examiner, Dr. David Fowler, agrees.
Mr. Floyd had a sudden cardiac arrhythmia, or cardiac arrhythmia, due to his atherosclerotic and hypertensive heart disease, or during his restraint and subdual by the police, or restrained by the police. And then his significant contributory conditions would be, since I've already put the heart disease in part one, he would have the toxicology, the fentanyl and methamphetamine. There is exposure to a vehicle exhaust, so potentially carbon monoxide poisoning.
Fowler testified the concoction of methamphetamines and fentanyl, uppers and downers, coupled with Floyd's heart arrhythmia, a tumor he had, and even exposure to carbon monoxide from being held down next to the cop car's exhaust pipe, all contributed to Floyd's death. This contradicts the prosecution's experts, who say Floyd succumbed to a lack of oxygen from the way Chauvin pinned him down, with his knee in Floyd's neck. But Fowler also testified under cross-examination that Floyd should have been given medical attention, but wasn't. Here's his exchange with state prosecutor Jerry Blackwell.
Immediate medical attention for a person who's gone into cardiac arrest may well reverse that process, yes.
Do you feel that Mr. Floyd should have been given immediate emergency attention to try to reverse the cardiac arrest?
As a physician, I would agree.
Are you critical of the fact that he wasn't given immediate emergency care when he went into cardiac arrest?
Yeah, as a physician, I would agree.
Prosecutor Blackwell launched an aggressive cross-examination. Fowler acknowledged heart arrhythmia can be brought on from a lack of oxygen, like what occurs when one's being choked. Blackwell also attacked Fowler's testimony that carbon monoxide poisoning attributed to Floyd's death, noting Floyd's blood was never tested for carbon monoxide, and that the squad car was a gas-electric hybrid, and Fowler had no data on how much carbon monoxide was actually released. Blackwell also questioned whether the vehicle was even running. The burden of proof lies on prosecutors, who have to prove without an unreasonable doubt that Chauvin killed George Floyd. The defense is trying to poke holes in the prosecution's case. Defense attorney Eric Nelson filed a motion to acquit Chauvin, arguing the prosecution has already failed to make that case.
What the state has essentially done is provided 6 different opinions from various police officers or use of force experts, all of which seem to contradict themselves or each other in the context of providing multiple opinions from multiple experts, all of which seem to contradict each other. And for that reason, we would ask the court to grant the motion for judgment of acquittal. Okay.
It was a motion Judge Peter Cahill rejected, meaning the case will continue. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.